Dr. Andrew Kolodny treats severely addicted casualties of the prescription pill epidemic. He's head of the psychiatry department at Maimonides Medical Center, and he's put himself on the front lines of the battle to combat the overprescribing of OxyContin and other narcotic painkillers.
The sales for these medications continue to skyrocket to a point at which the U.S. is now consuming more than 80% of the entire world's opioid supply. According to the CDC, it's this overprescribing that's fueling an epidemic of overdose deaths and addiction.
Dr. Kolodny formed Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. He says he's obsessed with this public health crisis.
It's unfortunate, but there are individuals and organizations who are actually denying that we have a serious problem.
His adversaries, said Dr. Kolodny, are the pharmaceutical companies which reap enormous profits from the sale of narcotic painkillers, and doctors in denial. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News. It was in the late 90s when the pharmaceutical companies began pressuring doctors to prescribe narcotic painkillers like OxyContin aggressively. They saw it as a tremendous source of revenue and deliberately downplayed the dangers of addiction. Dr. Andrew Kolodny has formed Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing to try and undo the damage.
Some people will refer to this as the opioid experiment, in which doctors began to really prescribe these medications aggressively. We now know that it's been a disaster.
Michael Green is recovering from a long-term addiction to OxyContin, and he knows about that firsthand.
Those pills, legal drugs, that's very dangerous.
And so Dr. Kolodny, head of the psychiatry department at Maimonides Medical Center, and Michael Green, with his hard-earned street smarts, have come to the same conclusion.
The doctors are the ones who are destroying our neighborhoods. No other way to say it. You know, because they're the ones that giving out these medications, and people are losing their minds behind this stuff, man. They gotta have it. That stuff is more habit-forming than heroin and crack.
Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.